Yeah, we're live at the end of stage 9, which is Gary Gott, the second run round today. And it's a case as the same from earlier on. Gary Jennings, once again, fastest on the stage, taking 10 seconds out of the rest of the field to increase his advantage at the top of the standings. But there's been another headline in the form of Donnacailey. He's lost around a minute after puncturing heavily on that stage towards the end. He held up Declan Boyd for around a mile or so on the stage as well. But it's all drama at the end of Gary Gott. We'll give you that story in full. Gary Jennings, 5 minutes 57.2. That was despite the sponsorship logo on the dash falling from the dash and under the footwell and getting stuck in behind the throttle. But Jennings still managed to go the fastest by 10 seconds, 10 and a half to be exact. 5 minutes 57.2 for Gary Jennings. Second quickest in there was Declan and Brian Boyle. Not happy that they were held up, but they don't have time of 6 minutes 7.9 in the Ford Fiesta car. The next quickest on the timesheet was that of Derek McGarty, 6 minutes 11.3, followed by Seamus Leonard, 6 minutes 12.9. That was the top four times from Stage 9. Darrell Reardon lost around 11 seconds or so to Leonard in there. That's because they came off the road after a big jump at the start of the stage, but they managed to keep the pace in the car, and they only lost around 11 seconds in that stage. Stephen Wright still going well in the R5 Fiesta, 6 minutes 33 seconds dead there. But the big story in the overall picture is Donnacailey has lost a minute due to that puncture. Himself and Kevin Flanagan and Kenny McKinster and a few others were trying their hardest to get the wheel changed as they come back out onto the Kerry Keel Road here coming off the Gary Gott stage. But he hasn't dropped too far down the standings. He's got dropped one place actually to third, but the gap between himself and Gary Jennings now will be out to around a minute and 40 or a minute and 50 seconds. So a big, big blow for the championship leader here on stage 9. As for Gary Jennings, he's increased his advantage over Declan Boyle on officially we see it to 50.8 seconds. So Jennings starting to take a real grip of this Donegal International Rally. The former winner, of course, in 2012 knows how to win here, and he's certainly applying that experience with Rory Kennedy on board this afternoon. So it's Jennings, Boyle, and then Donnacailey. Outside of that, it remains the same as it was in service. Derek McGarty is fourth overall. Darrell Reardon is fifth, and Seamus Leonard has closed the gap down to around 11 seconds in Darrell Reardon in fifth position. Let's go to the fiercely contested battle in the National. Manus Kelly starting to drive a controlled rally here. We're on the outskirts of Kerrykeel, and 6 minutes 28.2 for Manus in Gary Gott. That, of course, is first run around that stage today, having been held up earlier on with the accident involving Gary McPhillips. But Manus doing a 6 minutes 28.2. Brian Brogan, the chairman, with Damien McGinnigan on board, 6 minutes 29.4. So that means there was 1.2 seconds difference between those two on the stage, and it increases Manus's lead out to around 12 seconds in the National. But the fastest man on there so far is County Tyrone's Adrian Hetherington, 6 minutes 26.8 for Hetherington. And that means that the gap between himself and Brian Brogan is now down to 6.7 seconds in the National standings. Frank Kelly has moved up to fourth. The time for Kelly in there, 6 minutes 27 dead. So Frank Kelly also going very, very fast in the National Rally. 27 actually behind Hetherington now, so we're starting to see a bit of change in the National Rally. Damien Gallagher, 6 minutes 36.6. And Damien Tourish, a bit of damage to the front of the Escort, 6 minutes 57.5 for Damien Tourish. So just to recap, unofficially in the National, as we see it, it's Manus Kelly leading by 12 seconds from Brian Brogan. Adrian Hetherington is 6.7 behind, and then Frank Kelly is up into fourth position now in the National. But at the front of the field, Gary Jennings leads this event by 50 seconds from Declan Boyle. Donnacailey slipped to third, and he's now over a minute and 40 seconds adrift off the leader. So things starting to happen on this Donegal International Rally. They're heading off now to the second run around the Classic off Knockallen. We'll be back with another update from the 2015 Dual Donegal International Rally for you shortly.